Hi, Mate.
Oh, just bear with me one moment. Hold the line, sir.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, mate.
Hi, buddy.
You all right? Speak, you hear me okay?
Yeah,
I've got Kevin Reynolds on the line.
Six.
Sorry, that is Sheila Kerr sending over two POAs as well, with three POAs. I've already got POA four. She's sending another two over.
How's Reynolds? Hugh Reynolds?
Yeah, Kevin. R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S.
Oh, there he is. Oh, he's been a NAP number, CFA signed on the 19th of the 3rd.
Yes.
Is that right?
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do it. Like, I don't know if I'll get funded for it, but I'll do it.
It's pretty newish. That's the only one I've really... It was in 5 days ago, the APP come through.
Yeah, no problem, mate. I'll do it. Like, obviously.
I'll have that Sheila Kerr back on for you as well very shortly.
All right, I've added a few more onto that spreadsheet as well. I've been going through and there's a couple of more on there. Go on, I'll have a chat with Kevin, mate. Yeah.
Sound. Cheers, matey. Sound guy. Thanks. Cheers, bud.
Thanks, buddy. Hi, Mr. Reynolds. You're through to Michael.
How are you doing, mate?
I'm
okay, mate.
Fantastic. Do you have 10 minutes, Kevin, to have a chat with me?
Yeah. You're fine away, mate. Yep.
Excellent. So just so you know, Kevin, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
That's no problem, mate.
Excellent. Just to let you know, Kevin, my role is to go out and gather the evidence for you. Whether that be to, you know, the prison service, any sort of YOs, social services, educational authorities, the like. And what we do is then obviously use that to substantiate your claim. The role or the call today, Kevin, isn't so much about your time in the YOs. It's more to understand, you know, the trauma you faced there. How has that had an impact on your adult life? Whether that be depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues, Kevin, and I'll go and gather that evidence, and we can use that as a full picture of, you know, Mr. Kevin Reynolds, you know, while in the YOs and what's happened to him since.
Yep.
Does that make sense, Kevin?
Yeah.
Perfect. So I will ask you some questions, Kevin.
That's fine, mate.
If you don't want to, you know, if you want to end the call at any point, just let me know and I'll call you back.
No, I'll get time, mate.
All right, Kevin. Thank you. Do you or have you ever suffered with any sort of depression or anxiety, Kevin?
I'm still on medication for it today.
Okay.
So, man, I'm on antidepressants and antipsychotics for it today. When I came out of YOs, I was a heroin addict for the best part of 20 years.
Yeah. Antipsychotic medicine. Okay, and was on heroin for 20 years, did you say?
20 years after coming out of YMOs, so I lost the best part of 20 years of my life.
Jeez. Okay. Are you off
the
heroin now? Are you on methadone, are you, Kevin?
I'm off. I've actually just came through treatment for a cancer pathway. So I've been through treatment because I contracted hepatitis C and stuff through using heroin. So I'm actually not on any methadone or programs or anything like that.
Oh, that's amazing.
The only thing I take is for like my depression and my psychosis, you know what I mean? It's more like it can throw my violence, huh?
Yeah. But do you suffer with anger issues, do you, Kevin?
Sorry?
Do you suffer with anger issues?
Yeah, I've got serious anger issues.
So I've got a real tough question for you, Kevin. It's one that I apologise in advance for, and I'm sorry for having to ask this one. I hate asking this one, but I'd be left to ask you.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to, or ever taken you, tried to take your own life, Kevin?
No, I can't say I've went out deliberately. I've kept close to it with overdoses.
Yeah.
But I went, I set out intentionally to do that.
Okay, fair. Thank God. Hate asking a question. The reason why I ask you.
Ask me anything at all.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I came close. Close with overdoses. Is that with heroin, was it?
Heroin, I was a heroin addict, yes.
Okay. So I'm going to write to GP, Kevin, for you, obviously, your depression, your antipsychotic background. Did you go through your GP for referrals for the heroin addiction, or is that somewhere else?
Yep, that'll be on my records, I stopped methadone and all that in about... It's when I stopped using heroin and methadone and all that. When I was 32, about 16 years ago, I stopped using, like, opiate drugs or any kind of drugs. I went teetotal and got a job after I was 30.
Oh, wow.
So I did.
Okay.
I've just came through treatment for hepatitis C, which was contracted through using sheer needles to for heroin.
Is that a blood disorder, is it?
Yeah. It's a liver disease. Yeah. Common amongst people who are into this drug users.
How are you today, Kevin? How are you? How are you today?
I've been at the hospital, I've just had a costume bag took out, so I've just been through an operation, so it seems to have been a success, so I'm quite happy today.
Oh, nice. Okay. So what I'll do, Kevin, is I'll take your GP details from you, please.
My GP now is Dr. McColgan.
Colgan?
But that wouldn't have been my GP that...
No, you've had medical records with the...
That wouldn't have been the GP that prescribed me the meth, I don't know what I mean.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
But they'll still have the records, won't they?
Yeah. What I do is a target. Yeah.
So it's GP, doctor, GP surgery.
Just to give the date GP surgery, Kevin, I'll get it from there.
Yeah, and it's Dr. McColgan.
Okay.
At Waverley Medical Practice.
Waverley.
Waverley, yeah. It's Waverley Medical Practice.
Okay, perfect. And whereabouts is that? Is that in Coatbridge?
It's in Coatbridge. If you want the postcode.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
Yep, it's ML5-3AP.
Yeah. 3AP, isn't that? 3AP.
Yep.
Perfect. How long have you been in this GP for, Kevin?
Yeah, I reckon I've been with that GP probably about 10 years, but I've never had to use them. Talked or took unwell in September last year.
Okay. All right, cool. No problem. So when I write to Berlini and Longbridge End,
you do the Longbridge End demolished now.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I write to the prison services.
But Berlini's an administration jail, so you would go there before you went anywhere else anyway.
I don't know.
Do you need my number or anything?
No, it's fine.
Your jail number?
No, it's fine. I'll get it from your name and your date of birth.
That's fine. Just because we're not used to getting my jail number for everything, know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, buddy. I know. When I get the information back from those two institutions, do you want me to share them with you?
I'm easy with that. No problem with it.
Okay. It's up to you. It's entirely up to you. If you want to
see them. You're the man doing the job, know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'll have a copy and I can copy them and send them to you. It's not a problem. It's your story.
Information.
Okay. So what I'll do, Kevin, is when I get the information back from the prison service, I'll send them to you. Send you copies of everything I've got.
Yeah.
We'll go through it together.
Yeah.
That's going to be obviously a tough call, so... But that could be anywhere between 6 and maybe even 10 months' time. We'll go through it together. So we'll obviously go through all of your statements together, make sure everything's in there that you want to be in there. We haven't missed any information out.
I take it when you get the records, we'll have all my prison records and that. Segregation and all that.
We're solely targeting, should I say, your time
that's a question I was asking.
Please ask me as many questions as you need to. So what we'll do, Kevin, is we'll go through that together. Once you're happy, we have everything down. We'll then submit that to the Scottish Redress along with all of your medical records, proving that you obviously, you were kicked into heroin and mental health issues. We'll submit that to the Scottish Redress as an overall picture of Mr. Kevin Reynolds.
Yeah.
They have to take, the after effects of these incarceration at a young age into consideration. Yeah. So what we'll then wait for, Kevin, is a panel date. The panel judge on our case behind closed doors. So there's no need for us to attend. And then hopefully we'll then get you obviously some recognition in the form of an apology and an offer of financial compensation, Mr. Reynolds.
Yep.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Yep.
Do you have any questions for me, Kevin?
No, not really, mate.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. I'm going to be with you all the way anyway, so I'm going to be touching base with you every 3 to 4 weeks just to let you know how
that's
I'm getting
great,
on.
Mate. I'm always available when I'm anyway because I'm off on the sick.
Yeah.
I'm always available when I'm anyway.
Okay. Just obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Kevin, I need to go back a step with you and just make sure you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there for you. I'm just about to start probably on 8 months' worth of work, you see, so I just need to make sure...
I get that, yeah.
So just to let you know, Kevin, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that.
But
that would obviously entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence, creating and submitting your own case. It's an option. Option two, Kevin, is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress. It's quite important you understand this, but they won't charge you any fees. The reason why they don't charge you fees is because they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the government legal fee scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. Now, I can't, as a law firm and representing a law firm, I can't legally go into what those law firms would do for you and what they don't do for you. Also, I can tell you, as us as a law firm, we don't participate in that scheme. We don't take the £2,000 handouts from the Scottish Government, and we don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government. What we do is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, and where you win, we win.
I'm not going to be left with no money, a big bill at the end of it.
No, so that I'll go through it with you now. So our fees are capped, Kevin, at 20%, inclusive of VAT.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, it's actually 16% plus VAT. I mean, check it out, we're by far the cheapest out there. We want to be able to give, you know, you guys, the survivors of this abuse, you know, the most amount of compensation. And obviously, we're a business, so we still need to charge something, so... We've done a lot of work on our fees, and we are...
I'm happy to go with that, mate.
Yeah, perfect. So that's the fees. The no-fee side of that is because you've been deemed to have gone through such emotional hardship and mental health issues and drug addiction. If we are unsuccessful in this case, Kevin, we will never come looking for our fees from you. We won't put you under that pressure. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees, Kevin, so we'll never come knocking on your door for any sort of fees. If we're
that puts me at ease, mate.
Yeah, I need to make sure you understand that, sir.
So
do you understand those three options I've given you, Kevin?
I understand them, and I'm happy to go with your sale, mate.
Perfect. Excellent. So just to let you know, Kevin, you signed documentation with us.
The declaration.
On the 19th of the 3rd. You have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from that date. If you're unhappy, you have a 14-day cooling-off period. If you're unsure or unhappy, you can rip up any agreement you have with us and walk away.
No, I'm all right. I'm happy with your agreement, mate.
Perfect. Like I said, if you're happy here, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period and we can get started on your case, but that's up to you, Kevin.
No, I'm happy. I'm not going to change. I'm happy with what you're doing, mate.
So you're happy for me to waive the 14-day cooling-off period?
Yeah. I'm happy with you. You know what you're doing.
Perfect. Thank you, Kevin. So what I'll do, Kevin, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. In the meantime, if you need me, get hold of James. He'll send you over to me. You'll have my contact details in 2 weeks. If you ever then need me, just call me. I work for you. I understand your background, Kevin, so if you just need to vent a little bit or, you know, have a chat with somebody, you understand what your background is.
Perfect.
I'll touch base with you within every 3 to 4 weeks, Kevin, just to let you know how I'm getting on and if you remember.
I'm happy with that, mate. That's good enough for me, mate.
Perfect, Mr. Rounds. Thank you very much. It was an absolute pleasure to speak to you today. Thank you. Thanks for being so brave, Kevin. Really appreciate it, mate.
No problem, mate.
Thank you, Kevin. Enjoy the
rest of your day. Thank you. Thanks.